Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time with Pastors James and Letha Turner. The average person spends 13 hours a year on hold with an operator, over 40 hours a year just waiting in traffic, and over 1,800 hours a year watching television or on social media. Pastor James says, why not redeem some of that wasted time on memorizing God's Word? Join Pastor James and his wife Letha every day to memorize powerful Bible verses that will encourage you, convict you, challenge you, inspire you, and equip you. They teach these powerful verses in such a way that even a young child can memorize these verses. So grab your family and let's get into God's Word together.
Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time, where we are memorizing God's Word one verse every day, 7 days a week. This week we are memorizing scriptures about the fall of man. Today we will be memorizing 1 John 1:8. In fact, everybody out there say that with me three times, 1 John 1:8. Here we go. 1 John 1:8. Again, 1 John 1:8. One more time, 1 John 1:8. Very powerful verse about the fall of man, which simply says this. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. We're going to break that down into three different sections today so that everybody out there listening to my voice can memorize this powerful verse about the fall of man. Say this with me five times. If we say that we have no sin, say that with me. If we say that we have no sin. Again, if we say that we have no sin. Again, if we say that we have no sin. Again, if we say that we have no sin. Two more times. If we say that we have no sin. One more time. If we say that we have no sin. Now let's memorize this next section, which says, we deceive ourselves. Say that with me. We deceive ourselves. Again, we deceive ourselves. Again, we deceive ourselves. Again, we deceive ourselves. One more time. We deceive ourselves. Now let's try putting those first two segments together on 1 John 1:8. And let's say this five times. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Here we go. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Again, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Again, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Again, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Again, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. One more time. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Now we're going to memorize the third section of that verse, which simply says, and the truth is not in us. Everybody say that with me five times. And the truth is not in us. Again, and the truth is not in us. Again, and the truth is not in us. Again, and the truth is not in us. One more time. And the truth is not in us. Now we're going to say the whole verse together, 1 John 1:8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. We're going to say it together five times. Here we go. 1 John 1:8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. 1 John 1:8. Again, 1 John 1:8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. 1 John 1:8. Again, 1 John 1:8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Two more times, everybody out there. 1 John 1:8. If we say that we have no sin, We deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. 1 John 1:8. Everybody out there, good and loud, one more time. 1 John 1:8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. 1 John 1:8.
Pastors James and his wife Letha on the Holy Spirit Broadcasting Network. James and Letha Turner are pastors, teachers, evangelists, and Assemblies of God U.S. missionaries. In the past 20 years, they have raised up thousands of believers and dozens of ministries that minister on the streets, under bridges, in the projects, and in the hood. They are passionate about preaching the gospel, reaching the lost, loving on the homeless, and rescuing women from the life of drugs and prostitution. To learn more about their ministry, or to partner with them to plant inner-city churches all over America, go to their website today at bridgethegap.net.